Welcome to the Growth Elevated Leadership Podcast with Julian Castelli. Each week, we talk with senior tech leaders to explore stories and insights about the challenges involved with growing technology companies. As we uncover really important insights, we are going to capture those through additional episodes that we are calling Trail Markers. This is one of those episodes. A trail marker is a sign or mark that helps ensure that you take the right path to get to your destination. We hope that these episodes will serve as an equally important guide to helping you climb your own growth mountain.
Last week, in our conversation with Miley Chione, CEO of Listen Technologies, Miley reminded us of one of the single biggest responsibilities for being a leader. And that responsibility is to build and maintain excellent teams. Now, this might sound easy, right? After all, isn't it great to be the boss? Isn't it great to be the decision maker who gets to decide who to hire, who to fire? Well, it sounds easier than it actually is. While some hires are undoubtedly fun to make and maybe rewarding, Miley pointed out that the key challenge that often arises is building the right team, hiring the right people to complement your team. And just as importantly, the really big responsibility of removing people when they're not the right people for your team, the best fit. Now, Miley summarized it in a phrase that's very well known, but really hard to do. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And that's called hire slowly and fire fast. And boy, don't I know what she's talking about. As I said, it sounds simple, but it's hard to implement because it goes against a lot of the instincts you have when you're in the situation and goes against very powerful emotions. So think about it. If you're hiring, there's a reason for the hire. It may be that there's a leadership position that's open or a key player just left. Or you need someone to lead a department and get something done. But the bottom line is there's something that needs attention. And that means it's a flashing red light. The position is opened. It's unfulfilled. Some critical things at your company are not being done. Could be marketing activities are not being pushed into the market. Sales aren't being made. Key technology progress is being delayed. When you're a CEO, these aren't good things. These are the things that keep you up at night. And so that's an open position is a flashing red light. So when you come to work in the morning and you see that flashing red light that says open position, what are your instincts going to be? Are they going to be to go slow, to take your time, to be extra careful? Of course not. All of your emotions are going to be saying, man, I need to get this position filled. Maybe today's the day I can find that new person to solve this problem and get things started in marketing or sales or R&D or operation. So in that backdrop, are you likely to hire slowly or to hire fast? In my experience, all of your emotion, the instincts are going to be to try to fill the position, and that's going to lead you to try to hire fast. And you're saying things like, man, I hope that candidate this week is the right one. Or maybe that person is just good enough because it can turn off the flashing light. Or maybe I don't want to wait another month for a whole new batch of candidates. Or maybe I don't want to tell my board that the position is still not filled. We haven't fired anybody. Again, in these situations, are you likely to hire faster or slower? Of course, the answer is you're likely to try to want to do it faster. You're going to allow hope to enter into the equation. And you're going to hope that the candidate will be better on the job than in the interview. Maybe hope that there'll be enough good things to get rolling with this almost good enough candidate that it's worth doing. Or maybe you hope that with your leadership, they can grow into the role. These are danger signs, okay? These are the emotions we all have, but it's danger because we have these emotions for the wrong reasons. We are trying to solve a problem, but we are not getting the best candidate. In our example of using trail markers, this would be like skiing right past the sign that says danger, cliffs ahead. It's a warning sign. And the reason it's dangerous, hope is not a good strategy. People rarely surprise to the upside. And that's what Miley and I were talking about in our podcast last week. Even though we want to fill the position, if we fill it with anything less than an excellent hire, we're making a huge mistake. Why? Well, number one, it's going to be hugely costly. If we hire the wrong person, we have to do it all over again. Think about all the time that we just wasted bringing this person in, onboarding them, training them with the teams. Then we've got to pull them out. And then we've got to go start the process all over again. Whatever the costs were to hire, we've got to probably triple them now because we're doing it twice, plus maintaining some interim. And it's massive disruption to the organization. So there's huge costs. Number two, even beyond the physical costs of recruiting, there are huge costs to your organization of not having the right leader in place. Having the right people in place is the biggest factor in your success. When you have a new leadership role there, you have an opportunity to top grade your organization. Top grading is an excellent book by, I think it's Jeff Smart, that talks about just the value of upgrading your organization with the right hires. If you don't take that opportunity, it brings your entire team down and you're not moving in the right direction. And then third, this gets to the second part of the phrase, which is fire fast. You can get stuck. You hire that person who's almost good enough, and then you can get in this quagmire. You're in no man's land. You made a hire, but it's not the right hire. And now you're sitting there saying, well, should I fire this person and do that quickly or wait and see if they work out? And guess what? All the same emotions and factors come into view, because now you've hired someone and you know in your gut that they're not the right person. So do you want to admit that you're wrong? Do you want to start all over again? Do you want to forego all the progress that was being made? Do you want to disrupt your team? These are all the things that are weighing on you now. So are you going to fire fast or slow in that circumstance? Of course, at this point, now the emotions are going to make you want to delay. They're going to want to make you rationalize and see if it can work out. And guess what? Hope will come in the opposite side. Maybe they'll get better. Maybe things will turn around. Maybe we can make this change, which is difficult, after the next milestone or the next budget or the next year or the next goal. All these hopes come there, and they naturally lead you to fire slowly. And none of them are good strategy. The right answer is to fire fast, because until you rip off the Band-Aid, you can't begin to heal. There's so many experiences like Molly and I were talking about. One of the key tells you can find out is after you finally pull the plug and you remove someone who's not in the right role or not doing the best job or just not contributing to the team dynamic that you need, you will feel relieved once you do it. And in my experience, you're going to be feeling like, man, I wish I'd done that sooner, because I had all those reasons we just talked about that were preventing me from doing it sooner. But once you do it, you feel relieved. Say, gosh, I should have done it sooner. And the big tell, and this is what Molly was talking about, sometimes your team members will say, what took you so long? And then you feel like a really real idiot, because you realize that you were firing slowly and everyone else was waiting for you to do your job. That's your job as a leader, is to build the right team and make sure you have the right people on the field. So that's why this phrase, hire slow, fire fast, is so well recognized. So what are the takeaways? Obviously, remember the phrase, hire slow, fire fast. Now, that's easy. What's not easy is to remember that it's going to be harder than you think to follow that advice. Recognize the natural forces that are in business that are going to work against you and be ready for it. Create some tricks or signs or signals that will help you get through it and be slower and more methodical on the hiring and faster and more decisive on the firing. So here are some tips. How do we do it? When hiring, take it very seriously. Invest in the process. Assume it's one of the most important things you're doing. So budget the right amount of time and resources and set the bar very high and communicate that with everybody. Exactly what you're looking for in the candidate, what you're trying to accomplish, and don't settle until you get the right candidate. The way I like to use it, another little phrase I use, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Don't rationalize and compromise. When firing, what are some tips you can do? Number one, don't hold it inside yourself and keep it bottled up. That is a recipe for allowing you to rationalize and avoid. Okay. Speak with someone about it. If you're wondering, if your little voice is telling you that this might not be the right person, you're probably right. Little voice is probably right. But if you keep it inside, you can avoid for a while. Get someone in your corner, like we talked about the other day. Get a mentor, a coach, a board member, someone that's appropriate that you can talk to. Obviously, you don't want to talk to a peer about their peer in that scenario, but find someone who can give you advice and help you get conviction. Talk it through. Maybe they can help you find ways to get evidence, and gathering evidence to support your little voice is a great way to get more conviction. Look at reviews. Look at the evidence in terms of specific work product. do skip level interviews. This is one of the most valuable things you can do. Go interview the people that report to that person, set it up so they feel comfortable sharing and get more information. That's a way to support what your gut's feeling and gather more conviction. Next thing you can do is create an interim plan. A lot of times you're frozen because you just got that flashing red light turned off and man, you don't want it on for another 3 months. Well, figure out a way that you can work through the interim that's going to be good enough so you can do the right thing. That can help you have conviction to move faster. Okay. And then finally, pull the trigger with confidence. Be confident that it'll be better on the other side. Almost every time that I've been in a situation and done this, as soon as I've done it, I felt like, wow, I wish I'd done it sooner. So don't damage your teams and damage your progress by having the wrong leader in place for more than a minute longer than necessary. Sometimes having no leader can be better. Now, your instincts will tell you the opposite, but remember this one, it's going to be better to make the move. So hire slow, ensure you have the right person, fire fast. Don't tolerate leaders in critical spots any longer than necessary. That's the background behind hire slow, fire fast. I think you'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to the Growth Elevated Leadership Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, would you please follow us and subscribe on your favorite podcast player? And we'd be grateful if you recommend it to a friend. If you'd like more resources on how to become a better leader in business, we invite you to visit us at growthelevated.com. We'll be back next week with more insight from another great tech leader. Thank you.